In the parsha we read yesterday in Chayesora, I don't know if I mentioned it once, but it's good to repeat, even if I once mentioned it. Tosfos says, it says, in tiny stuff, Gimel, the Gemara says, Daf Dalet, the Gemara says, Shlosha Shalosh Shaloi Kerogin, that Eliezer Eved Avraham, his tefillah was Shaloi Kerogin, it wasn't a proper tefillah, it wasn't a correct tefillah, because he said, Voyo Anaro, Ayotzis Lisho, so take her. And she might be a chigeris, she might be a limp with a false, she might not have both feet, and she'll be limping, or she might be a suma, she might be blind. How could you just say any nara yotzeis lishuv? But the Gemara says that it was answered kohigen because of the schus of Avraham Avinu. So the Shailes Tosfos asks, if she would be blind, he wouldn't go approach her. Or if she would be a tzoleah chigeres, Eliezer wouldn't approach her. Why should we think that he'll fall in with a girl that's not shlema, that's a balas mum? So Tosfos says it could be that he will fall in. She might be blind and have glass eyes, or she might be a chigeres and have a false foot, a foot from wood. So the Shaila is, if the Eliezer Eved Avraham had Kfitzas HaDerech and he had all his nisim, everything was pointing towards his Hatzlocha and that he would be successful in his mission. So still we have to think that maybe he'll fall through in something that's Kemat, nobody would fall through in such a thing. That to have a girl that's blind and not notice it, or a girl that's a Chigeres and not notice it. So we see from here, and he had to be Mispalo correctly. What he had to do was to make a tefillah that was the right tefillah and the right nusach. So you see from here, even though you have simonim, and you have nisim, and you have kfitzas haderech, that few people in the world ever had kfitzas haderech, but still, you have to be mispalo, and you have to be mispalo correctly. You can't leave the tefillah because you have simonim, or sgulos, or rayas. It still requires tefillah. In fact, it says in Rashi, Yofesi Chosan Shalav De Ovis Mitoyosan Shabonim, that Eliezer Eved Avraham said over his whole story again, and the Torah repeats it. So then again, it says when Eliezer Eved Avraham came to Yitzchok, it says, Vaisaper Oeved Li Yitzchok, Eskola Dvorim Asher Oso, and it just says it in short, just in three words, Eskola Dvorim Asher Oso. Why doesn't it repeat the whole thing of Yofesi Chosan? So repeat it one more time, how he said it to Yitzchok. So Bamis, that's maybe extra, because there is already Yofes Yichosam, what he said over to Lavan. But it could be that there's another thing here. It says Eskola Dvorim Asher Oso. What did he do? Rashi says She Yichofto Le'aderech V'nizdam Nalo Yirivko B'tfilose. Those two things are dafka the things that he didn't do. It's not Asher Oso. Yichofto Le'aderech is by itself, and not only that it was only a tefillah, he didn't do it, but it was a tefillah shalei kohagen. His tefillah was nana b'zchus Avraham. So that's why the Torah didn't want to repeat it today to be madgish, that the most you could do in a shidduch is what you can't do. That kofzo le'aderech, and to be mispalo for it. But you'll all be zeichet, have your shidduchim on the right time.